Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Leo Cullen, looking forward to, and I always have to remind myself, the new Guinness Pro 14 season.
Yes, we are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to just getting going now at this stage. It's still a lot of frustrations left over from the end of last season. So we're keen to get going now. Guys have trained hard. Granted, was for the most part quite a young group over the course of pre-season. We had 5 guys away with the Lions and another 13 guys away with Ireland in the States and Japan. A lot of those guys being younger players that would have emerged during the course of last season. So it actually left some experienced guys back with Leinster, some more experienced guys like Jamie Heaslip and Rob Kearney, Dave Kearney, guys who had injuries towards the end of last season, Rickard Strauss, Sean Crone as well. On top of that, some of the foreign players that we have in the group as well. So it was a pretty good pre-season so far. We took a lot of young academy players down to Perpignan 2 weeks ago. Some guys came back for their first games in quite a while against Gloucester and St Mary's, which is good to see those guys return, and we'll play Bath on Friday, which hopefully sets us up. There's always a challenge for us with the fact that, we know that guys that have been on tour are going to come back at different stages, and there's always the potential to be a little bit undercooked at various stages for certain individuals. So a lot of planning goes into making sure we're in good shape, and it's all about trying to get as many points we possibly can in this early part of the season, and that sort of propels us going into Europe then as well.
I put it to Issa that largely it was actually a good season for Leinster last year, but it's 2 games that were the undoing, the semi-final in the Pro 12, the semi-final in the Champions Cup. Now he said, you can look at it and say it's only 2 games, but there was probably stuff that was happening before that that maybe we should have spotted and got right, and maybe we should have had that right by those games. Do you kind of know what that stuff is now when you look back at it and kind of coldly reflect on it? Is that the kind of, and are those the things that you've kind of worked on in pre-season? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of hard work goes into getting to Sioux semi-final. So a lot of really good positives. How you go about getting to there, does it necessarily, there's different paths in terms of best setting yourselves up to play in those playoff games. We need to focus on getting to playoff games again. So, and when we get there, obviously that's a very different period, and there's, the way the season goes, we have this block now, there's a break in November, then there's this block over December, January, which is, so crucial because you play all your interprovincial derbies, you play those 4 key European games, and then there's a break then for the Six Nations where we're still playing away. We got 20 points during the 20 points that were available during that Six Nations period last year, but then we probably got into the cycle where we were scoring a lot of tries. Was that type of rugby really going to win us semi-final and final? As it turns out, no, it didn't. So we need to be a bit better catering our game for later in the season when you go to those playoff games. But having said that, there was a lot of really good positives to come out of the season. A lot of young players came through. I think there was 8 Leinster players got capped for Ireland for the first time, which is a great achievement, I think. And those young guys, they'll be better hopefully for the experience that they had last year. So when they're in those scenarios again, whether that's quarterfinals, semi-finals, or whatever type of game it is, close competitive games, their responses will be better when they come under pressure. So these things take time. We've already started the process of trying to unearth the next few players as well, and that's what we do during this time of year. That trip to Perpignan was really important. As I said, 12 or 13 academy players played in that fixture, and it's a really good learning for a lot of those guys as well. Hopefully it makes the group stronger again in terms of being able to build that depth and, I suppose, that competitiveness in the squad, because we need a competitive environment if we want to be competitive in the 2 competitions that we're in, also with supplying a number of players to the national team as well.
Did you have a good talk about those semi-finals as a squad in pre-season, and then do you park it after that, or do you need to talk about it? Do you just let it stew with guys? How does it work?
Oh, we had a really good review at the end of the season, because normally you play in a final. So the year before we played a final against Connacht, and then everyone heads off on tour. So there's all these thoughts floating around in everybody's heads as to what happened. So be able to go through the review with the group was positive. But having said that, we were still missing the Five Lions guys because they went straight into camp. So they had a camp in Cardinal, so they were gone. So it was just trying to catch up with those guys individually. They came back at the end of that week. And you know, we touched base with all those guys and wished them well before they went. But yeah, it's always a difficult challenge because the season tends to end, and if you're in playoff games, it ends and everyone goes off in their separate different directions. Some guys holiday, some guys tours. And last year's unusual because there's two tours as well. But yeah, no, we did a review with the bulk of the group, and you know, straight away they have things that they remember from those reviews, you know, that lead us into this season. So we start to plan again, and it's just that constant cycle. We need to make sure we, you know, raise the level from where we were this time last year, because I think the competition across the board will be stronger. You look around the teams, you know, even the quality coaches that have been added to the league, I think it's going to present a few different challenges. Two new teams obviously is a challenge that we weren't probably that well braced for, you know, midway through the season. So that's taken on a sort of a new challenge, a completely different challenge, how we manage that trip for us ourselves in round 3 and 4.
And that's essentially kind of a mini tour, isn't it? And that can be a good thing, because a tour like that is something that some of your guys won't have experienced. They'll also not have experienced kind of going to South Africa and playing against a different style, a more physical style, a style that they wouldn't come up against in Scotland or Wales. So, okay, it'll be tough, but there's real positives you can take from that, real learnings.
Yeah, there is. But again, one of the big challenges is it's not like we can bring a squad of, like, we have a senior squad of 45 players, so it's not like we're bringing a senior squad of 45 players.
Okay.
So we're constrained as what we can do in terms of that group. So again, we need to be clever about how we manage that trip and what we do and how we feed information back from South Africa to the players that are back training.
You essentially have two kind of squads at that stage, the one that's in South Africa and the one that's back here.
Exactly, yeah.
That's really tough, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be different, and it'll be challenging. And you know, we're, you know, troubleshooting before we go at the moment, and you know, dealing with a lot of what if scenarios. So, it's still at the same time, it's hugely exciting as well. So, you know, you're taking a step into the unknown that has challenges and uncertainties. But I think it'll be a really good experience for the group that go. You know, but the challenge is you still got to deal with the group that aren't going as well. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're aware of the challenges that are going to be ahead.
How difficult was it when you were told of the change? Because you knew something was coming, but maybe you didn't know quite what. And okay, whether you're happy or sad about it, it is what it is. It is there. But I imagine when you're planning things, like down to the second, planning things to the day, to the hour, to the minute, and then this thing comes along, it's quite tough.
Yeah, now you've got to plan it in a faraway place. You know, we're lucky, say our head of athletic performance, Charlie Higgins, worked with the Western Force in Australia for 5 or 6 seasons, so he's been to South Africa, he understands the challenges logistically, you know, the venues as well, and the sort of small details that we, you know, it's hard to get a full grasp on unless you've actually been through that already. So that's positive. A number of players were away with Ireland as well, and they stayed in Port Elizabeth in that trip, and you know, so there has been some level of reference. So yeah, we've just been digging around looking for as much information as you possibly can. Even like we're flying into Joburg, I was picking Johan Ackerman's brains there at the weekend, who's coaching Gloucester. So any bit of information that we can get, hopefully reliable information, and we'll do our best in terms of managing it. You know, it's doubly difficult for us because we're the guinea pigs in many ways. So we're going to be the first team, ourselves and Zebra, to go down to South Africa, and you know, across the Pro 12 as it was, or Pro 14 as it is now, every team has different standards as to what they travel, you know, in terms of the top team versus the bottom team in the league. You know, they travel differently. So the challenge is, like, what is what's the agreed travel for the trip to South Africa? So you know, what our standard practice is versus what another team's standard practice is, and you know, those obviously are ongoing negotiations and discussions with the tournament organisers.
Coaches and players, they don't like unknowns, do they?
No, you try and get as much clarity as we possibly can, so it's an ongoing search.
What about the injury situation? Have you got guys close? What's the situation?
So obviously, where do we start? There was from the tours, Robbie, with that pec injury. So, you know, that's about a 12 to 14 week injury. You know, in terms of managing those guys and trying to get the best out of them, like over the course of the season and over the course of what we hope is going to be long careers, you know, he's probably looking at a similar return to play, which is in around round five, I would imagine. Again, the challenge with that trip round three and four, you know, normally you might bring players back in round three or four, but the fact that it's a trip to South Africa, it's a bit more challenging to integrate those guys. So realistically, you're looking at round five for those guys. The other guys, Lions guys, you know, Ty got this issue with his thumb that he got repaired. But other than that, it's just bangs and bruises. Johnny had his his ankle and his wrist again. Doesn't really affect his return to play from what it would have been anyway. Other guys that were out, you know, you saw Rob came back last week and played, as did Dave Carney. Sean Cronin hopefully have some sort of involvement this week. Again, he missed a chunk of last season. Jamie is getting closer to playing, Jamie Eastlip, so he's the next couple of weeks. Rickard Strauss had a procedure done to his knees, a little bit slower than probably we would have anticipated. Gary Ringrose had that shoulder surgery, and he was going to get something tidied up on his other shoulder as well. So he's probably the one at the moment, well, you know, from the end of last season, is probably the one that was longest. Unfortunately, we lost Tom Daly as well in the game against Perpignan. Looked very innocuous incident in that game, and he actually played on towards the end of the game. I talked to Tom on Monday morning. I said, that knee settled down, yeah, should be okay for the weekend, is what he told me. And then they got the scan results back, and so he's done his cruciate, unfortunately. So, yeah, Noel Reid had a little small crack in his hand from that game as well. So Josh Murphy from the weekend picked up a small crack in his jaw, was another one. Brian Byrne twisted his knee in the scrum, so he'll be a couple of weeks out with that. And Peter Dooley with his just took a bang in his bicep, so he's a similar a couple of weeks as well. So
that's quite the injury list you have. How disruptive is that to preparations?
Well, some of those are positives as well that have come back from last season. But, you know, people talk about depth and, you know, you've got certain depth in this area, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's what you need. You need, if you want to be competitive and keep the show on the road, that's what you need to, and that's what we plan for. And, you know, bringing young guys through, it's with that in mind as well, and making sure that they've got the experience, that they're ready. And, you know, a number of players were brought through last season, but this season we've started that same process again, where we play 12 academy guys in a game against Perpignan, and we've a few more guys that'll feature on Friday. For they'll play their first ever games for Leinster on Friday. So even though it's only a pre-season friendly, it's really important in their development. And, you know, you're never really sure exactly how those guys react until you actually see them out. And you know, You get a gauge from training, and you have an impression in your head and from training. But when you see them in actual, in the live contact of the games, you know, people react slightly differently. So it's been a good pre-season in that regard. But for Leinster, there's always a challenge at the start of the season where guys are coming back, and if they come back in a bit of a bulk of players together, like what are our opponents? What's their prep been like? So some guys might be, if you have five guys come back at the same time, you know, you've got playing against a team of 15 that have played together for the previous 6 weeks, so they have that level of continuity, and you know, you see that is an important part of it. But anyway, that's part of the challenge.
Leo, best of luck in the Guinness Pro 14 season.
Thank you.
Issa, you're an experienced man. You've been around for a while, so you've come into new seasons where things haven't gone at all well the season before. You've come into seasons where you come in as champions, be it of the Pro 12, what is now the Pro 14, obviously, champions of the Champions Cup. You're coming into this season maybe somewhere in between. Largely, you did most things right last season. It was just a couple of big games where things didn't quite click. So how do you handle that? What's the difference between that and the other kind of two scenarios I just mentioned?
Yeah, they're very different scenarios. Having the time to reflect on what went wrong takes time, and you need that time in the off season to really gather your thoughts and then process how things didn't work, and that can take, you know, a good couple of weeks at least. And then you've got guys coming in at different times. It's a pretty unique start to our preseason and start to a new competition as well. So a lot of disappointment. And you don't get over that very quickly. And when you look back on things, which we maybe thought were rosy, probably weren't so good. So, you know, we're really going to be driving, sort of raising the standard week on week and always looking to improve. And, you know, maybe we got a little bit comfortable last year and it wasn't the way we wanted the season to finish. So, you know, we've taken a real long, hard look at ourselves from all aspects of the game, on the field and off the field. And it's unique that we're coming into a new competition with so many new faces, and we've got to take the positives and look forward.
I guess when people talk about the negatives of last season, they're really just concentrating on two games, the two semi-finals. So how do ye reflect on that? What lessons do ye take from those two games specifically? What did ye do wrong in those games that ye had done right previously? Because, as I've already mentioned, it was largely a good season. It was just two games that really kind of were the undoing.
Yeah, you know, from the outside in, it's two games, but from our own critical view, you know, there was probably... that probably crept into our game, and that was probably a result of the whole shape of the season. And it was a positive season, but, you know, our standards weren't high enough when they needed to be, and that resulted in two semi-final losses, two big games. And, you know, you can look across the board of all the small little work-ons, but, you know, from day one in pre-season, if we can raise a standard early on and start well and keep building throughout the year, then hopefully we won't be in those positions again.
And it's a strange one, isn't it, this time of the year, because you have some back, you don't have everyone back, you have some around but they can't train fully. So is it hard to kind of get right into it the way you'd like to, maybe after the ending to last season?
Yeah, I think now, you know, we're during World Cup a few years ago, we lost 17 players to an Irish camp in the week. We lost 21 players, 23 players. It's just the shape of the season. I think our coaches have been so much more calculated in how to drive the rest of the players in camp. And the reality is, you just got to get on with it. Yeah. And I think we're getting far better at dealing with that now. And when you lose that many players, you rely on the depth of your squad. And now that these young guys have kicked on and are driving real competition in the squad, there's no sitting on resting on your laurels. You just got to actually get on with it, and that's the beauty about the attitude in camp at the moment.
Was it a shake for the younger players as well as the older players? That and I know I'm concentrating on two games, and it's about more than that. But was it a shake for older or younger players, or kind of both? And how did they handle it?
You know, both. Yeah, it's pretty lonely standing out on the middle of a field in a huddle after losing a Champions Cup final, and then standing out on your home ground after losing what was the Pro 12 semi-final. You take a lot of learnings from those games. You have feelings that you don't want to feel again, and for all the young guys to feel that, and then all the old guys to get a kick up the arse and realise that, then you can really look to build on that.
As regards learnings for younger players who may not necessarily have got to play in South Africa before, unless they got on a tour or something like that, is that one of the big things you can take from going to South Africa and playing teams who'll throw something different than Welsh or Scottish teams would throw, or even French teams, English teams, when you meet them in Europe?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about different weather patterns, playing in fine weather, playing in heat, playing at altitude. None of these you experience in the normal Guinness Pro 14 competition. But, you know, even the travel time to get there, but the time you get to spend as a team, it's going to be... awesome.
It's essentially a tour, isn't it, when you go to South Africa?
You know, we've got a 2-week tour. You just don't get that in season anymore, so I can't wait. It's going to be great for the bonding friendships of your own team to experience a different culture and a different and a new competition. So it's going to be great for the team morale.
And even just the physicality of playing in South Africa, because that's something that people always talk about when Ireland plays South Africa. And now players who mightn't have experienced that, or who have to wait till a little bit later in their career to experience that, will experience it early, and that's good for Leinster, but it's good for Irish rugby as well.
Massively. You know, I've always enjoyed playing teams from other countries, and, you know, I've been to Bloemfontein, I've been to Port Elizabeth. They're tough places to go, and that can only be better for young guys to experience that. So early on, you're going to be up against real men, and you've got to have to tackle them. They're big boys, and they play a great brand of rugby. So, you know, it only benefits for your own game experiencing that type of rugby.
Well, CJ Stander of Munster, excited about the new Guinness Pro 14 season, I'm sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, I think the junior U-teams coming in is going to bring something different to the game, and a different type of game. And I think the less games, more teams is something to look forward to. I think the season is so long that if you can spare a game here and there, it's going to be good. So looking forward to what's going to be in it for us.
And how do you feel about having a couple of trips to South Africa to look forward to.
Yeah, in fairness, we're going to be in South Africa in April, the week of my birthday, so it'll be nice to see the family there. And yeah, hopefully if I go over, touch wood, make it over to no injuries, see the family and play games there, you know, because I still have family and a few supporters there, and it'll be nice just to go over there once a year to play in front of them and have them around me when it's a special date.
And as a player, how did you feel when the change was made so close to the season? Because I guess you're mentally preparing and your head is kind of locked into Pro 12. Then all of a sudden it's this whole new thing, Pro 14 and two South African teams. It really mixes everything up because the format has changed as well. I mean, everything has changed. How do you feel about that as a player? Well, what effect does it have on you as a player?
Yeah, personally, like, I like a bit of change, you know, because then you need to get out of your comfort zone. So, look, change is always good for me. Looking forward to the challenge, to the travelling and to the new format and what we can do in our group to get to the playoffs, you know. And I think it's going to be something special this first year because no one's really sure how it's going to work and it's the first time. So I think there's going to be a few mess-ups here and there, but I think everyone is just so excited and looking forward to this challenge that we have on our hands and this opportunity just to go out there and play.
I guess the Southern Kings and the Cheetahs on this side of the planet are unknown quantities. So will they throw something different at Munster and all the other teams that they didn't expect? And in some ways, is that a good thing, particularly for younger players in the Munster squad and the rest of the squads who will be playing them as well? Because they'll be playing against a kind of a brand of rugby, a style of rugby, which they mightn't have faced before.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of... I think everyone watches all the rugby, you know, so they would have seen them play in the Super Rugby. But still, they haven't played against them. They bring a bit of a different game, a bit more expansive, play the ball off the floor and a few offloads and a few nice kicks, you know. They keep the ball all the time, both teams. In fairness to them, in the Super Rugby, they took a lot of big scalps this year. I mean, the Kings beat the Waratahs and the Cheetahs beat the Bulls, you know. So it's going to be tough competition. It's not going to be just get there and just get onto the pitch. I think there's going to be a lot of analysis going into them because you just said now as new teams we have to play against and yeah, and there's a different type of game, but I think the all of us watch the games and trying to prepare for them, so we'll see the boys who play against them first. We'll have a trial run and see how they get out.
Now, I guess bad news over the summer that Razzie has confirmed he's going back to South Africa. I don't think anyone would hold it against him that he's going to what is essentially a dream job. But as a player, the selfish side of you, did you get angry? Did you kind of think, oh God, he's a big, big loss and you'd rather see him stay then go? I know you understand his reasons, but how did you feel about it?
Look, when the speculations came out, the first thing he did is call us all in and said, look, if he told us from the beginning, if he gets a job like this, they even created this job for him, so no one knew about this place, this job, but if he gets it, he's going to go. So we all knew it's going to happen at some stage, you know, so we had like 3 years to think about it. I mean, all the coaches, Fla and Felix is doing a great job, and we're going to miss him for sure. Me, man, Jock. I mean, they've brought a lot of energy, a lot of tactical things into our game. But yeah, so we've got the big picture here. You know, we're a big team. Big team. We have to look after the months. You know, and that's our big thing for now.
I guess players don't like uncertainty, and maybe there is a bit of uncertainty given that he'll leave possibly any time now if a new coach comes in, and that for the last couple of months you've known about it. So it's, I know you've got a good structure, but has it created an uncertainty, and is that a disadvantage, a bad thing?
I mentioned it earlier. You know what uncertainty is when you walk in on Friday, you see a coach and you don't see him on Monday again. That's uncertainty. So you'll still see, I'm talking about Axel now, but you'll still see Rashi and he'll still be there. So you can give him a call, or if the new guy comes in a month's time or in 6 months' time or in the next year, he's not just going to go, well, I'm done, cheers boys. He's not going to leave at a certain date. So there's not uncertainty at all. We all said on the games we have in hand, and it's just going to be bad to say bye to him because we're going to miss the lads. Yeah.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.